the meeting where we will be considering and adopting the report on the dialogue, appropriating the 2018 dialogue, but also considering and adopting minutes. So that is why it's important that we have a show. Now I am reliably informed that the report was distributed to members, but also the minutes were distributed to them. The main rules were for them to have the members to exit the school and make input.
And make inputs, and where maybe you have not been able to make inputs, you would then be given an opportunity to make those inputs in the meeting before the adoption of the matters before us. Let's agree the 2018 budget dialogue was a historic achievement by this committee and will be an enduring legacy for all future parliaments. We must just, you know what, we must just make sure that there's a buy-in. That's where, yeah, I think that's where we, that's what we need to do. So that at least there's continuation of this. To me, it's good practice. It is in line with the constitutional mandate, constitutional order for entrenching democracy. So, we should make available all submissions to the various ministers and portfolio committees. I think we should, I think the other thing that we must add to our work, we must then make those submissions. Because those committees will not know unless we make the submissions. The ministers will not know what we engaged on and agreed upon unless we make those submissions. So we will rely heavily on the secretariat to assist us there. All the correspondence to the ministers, I need to sign it myself. And the portfolio committees, I think it will carry weight. Yeah, we address it to the secretariat, to the chairperson of the committee. When we refer the submissions to the committees, do we address it to the chairperson or the secretariat? The chairperson. So I need to sign it so that we continue to work professionally. I wish to thank all of you for your full participation during the 2018 budget dialogue. A warm welcome to Zandile, who is back. Indeed, the committee has indirectly increased with one more member. I mean, it was part of us in the meetings. If you think you didn't hear what we're saying, then you know, I don't know how to convince you then. Yes, welcome to another valued member of the team. And we are richer with you coming back. And you, as you can see, when you left, was Shamila part of us? Oh, she was already part of us, yeah. Okay, we are richer with all of you guys, richer. We were rich, but now we are richer, and we refuse to go back. All right, thanks again to all of you honorable members for attending. I really appreciate your time. I know we get paid for this, but also making sure that you are here to me, something good for this nation building agenda. Thank you. And keep coming and making those invaluable contributions. All right. And, oh yeah, there's a word of welcome to PMG Rep. Thank you for showing interest in our work and for working with us. Let's share notes where possible. Let's share notes. Thank you. All right, consideration and apologies. Sample.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, Honourable Members. We have two apologies from members, an apology from Mr. McLaughlin and an apology from Mr. Sheikh Imam. And then from the staff, Tsepo had indicated that his son is sick, so he'll be delayed.
Honourable Members, you have apologies in front of you. Do you accept the apologies?
We do.
Apologies accepted. Shall we then proceed? Okay, let me find out. I know we had a member who is now redeployed to chair another committee, which is Honorable Member Maswangai. I just want to find out from you if we have officially received the new member's deployment to the committee.
Yes, Chairperson, Mr. Ben Martins has been deployed to replace Mr. Maswangani.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He has been invited to the meeting, mm-hmm. but I don't know that properly.
Okay. That's fine. As long as you do what you are expected to do, I think that's enough. That suffices. But thank you very much for that information. All right. We will then move on to consideration and adoption of draft report on the 2018 National Budget Dialogue. And then I also want to find out, do we need to table this report to the House or just for our own in-house keeping?
Chairperson, almost all of the contents of this report form part of our appropriations bill report. So, I don't know whether you want us to ATC it, but I would presume that the intention to have this meeting to adopt the report would be to ATC it.
Okay. Now, Honourable Members, what's your take? Because the content of this, I insisted on a separate report, and mainly because of the process that you said we need to take forward. Ne? We have the concept document, we have a report for that process, in my mind, for that process, so that we have records. And whoever come in, they can refer to that, you know, as a package, concept document and the report on the dialogue. Without referring to the report that has been given to the House. So that report is an appropriation, the report. This one is focused just on the dialogue. Okay. Your take? Yes. Yes. Honourable, yes.
Good morning, everybody. Well, with regards to this chair, I think it's a report of a committee, like minutes of the committee. I don't think it is supposed to be presented to Parliament. That's my take.
Any other inputs? Honourable Member Kampanyani?
Thanks, Chair. But I wanted to disappoint that if I had the environment, it's already part of our committee report.
Very much. Shall we then go through the report? It was circulated. And then let's go through it page by page. On page one, do you have any corrections, any additions on page one? None. Okay. Page one. Yes, Mr. Kobasa? Okay, on page 2.
On two, summary of inputs, the first paragraph, fourth line, the pendant which starts, this is line, it should be, this is in line with.
Okay.
And on the same page, second paragraph, the third last line, in fact, the second last sentence, that last sentence starting is institutionalizing.
Are we in agreement?
That sentence, I don't know, it sounds like incomplete. It lacks a verb that tells the story.
Okay, can we be assisted with that verb? Say it louder, if we can all hear.
Institutionalizing public participation is an integral part of Parliament's oversight function.
Change as into is.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. So are we in agreement with these corrections? Agreed. Okay. Are we page 2 or page 3? Page 2. Okay, on page 2 again, another input.
Madam, I'm just thinking on the point 2, the second line on the first paragraph, where we say the committee is of the firm view that public participation. Is it really because this is our firm view, or is it the way it is that public participation, should we be saying it's of the firm view? Because we know it is a requirement. I was just thinking that maybe we should just say public participation is a two-way communication. Mm. Because it mustn't be like it's our view, because it is something. Yeah, it is our mandate. That we must just say public participation.
Especially exclusion at local government level, exclusion from IDP, exclusion at local government IDP is why you want it. Maybe it's supposed to be exclusion at local government level during their IDP planning, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or during the IDP process.
Yeah. An exclusion from extended public works. Who is doing that? It's still local government. But that local.
Yeah, the protest. I also need to exclusion from the extended public works project.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those things that we have triggered. Yeah? But what the officials have done here, they listed all those things that have triggered the protest. Yeah. Exclusion from this program, exclusion from the IDP process, exclusion from. Is there a better way in which you can
address or to
prevent illegal
addiction
of just as that social justice coalition that land, maybe we can say raise concern about the 10 billion, not on the 10 billion. And then on the next bullet, the first word, they should be small letters. Yeah, just a they, just write it in small letters.
No, on top, the second bullet from the top. I'm not sure whether I'm failing to read the sentence correctly. Concerns on austerity and public service wage bill include the negative impact of expenditure cuts on service delivery and infrastructure backlogs. I am struggling to get to understand
the content.
Yes.
Paragraph 2.
Yeah, that first sentence.
Concerns on austerity, kind of austerity, the other austerity measures, and the public service wage bill.
The last sentence should start at the beginning, should start, there were concerns raised.
Yeah.
Concerns regarding the austerity as well as the public sector ratio include the negative impact of expenditure cuts, level to level, etc. freezing of hope. So, for those two, the austerity and the public sector ratio, the concerns are the negative impact of the block freezing of hope to the possible of public investment in the economy. So,
I still understand the difference, consent on, sorry, they raise consent on this, public service wage bill, then you can say consent on public service wage bill include. Remember, Cosaggio actually the one who supporting it. There can be a consent on which public service wage bill that don't support it. Or public service wage bill. Something that they are consent about.
They are saying the senior folks that they want to
come out.
Can you correct it?
I think they said both, but now maybe when we write, we must link them because they are linked. Because they were saying the public service bill is huge because of the too many posts at management level. Whilst like honourable, Mukwabaza is saying that the lower levels are crowded out by the senior management, and then that is what bloats the wage bill, because they are paid more than the junior staff.
And then the negative impact, all of them put together
Can we not put the excessive growth in management post in brackets after public service wage bill, open brackets, and then put that in closed brackets.
So
public service post,
Mm-hmm. Are we happy with that correction? Of this structure of the sentence? Happy? Alright, thank you. Shall we then move on to page 5? We are leaving the correction. So that we can keep the quality of the work. Honourable Member Kobayashi?
I hope I am doing so better. I'm on the last bullet there on the page.
On page 4?
Yeah.
Okay.
That says, talk about faith and SOE leadership, and then it says faith, SOE.
I'm saying I was not there, but when I read this, I can't understand it exactly what was happening here. Concerns of corruption and waste expenditure issues raised include 46 billion in irregular and wasteful expenditure, 50 billion in stolen assets, and need to, are we not supposed, there is a need to overwhelm, they didn't say that, there is a need to overwhelm the law enforcement and the SOEs. Lack of consequences management for perpetrators and lack of recovery of stolen money. There is a need to do this.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that if then
then we shouldn't be saying they need to overhaul, because then it's, it becomes a way forward as well in this one, if we say that. Oh, I wanted to say that governance issues, because it's governance and leadership issues. Yeah, maybe you can say challenges.
On the second line, that suitable, I don't know whether it should be sustainable, inclusive economic growth.
Second line, okay, six.
Yes.
Okay, under Musa?
Before, yes, under Musa.
Okay. Second line? Above
Musa. Okay. Yes, directly above Musa. And then, that bullet which starts with Musa indicated that there are two that's, so we remove one. And on national, maybe we should finish Musa first before we go to NYDA. I don't know. Yes, the fifth bullet.
Okay.
It starts, these elements should be included in the conversation of economic growth. Now, these elements, it's not clear what are you referring to. Are you referring to The above.
Yeah. Let this
bullet.
Must be one bullet.
Yes. It must be one bullet, and then in the conversation on economic growth, not of economic growth. And this next one, the skills development training, I'm not sure whether we can use skills development and training at the same, or should we say skills training or skills development? Okay. And training. The last one, Jefferson, is on the last bullet. Miss Fryer studies. Yes. No, not on the NIDA, the next one. Miss Fryer's input. Yeah, the second line, but let me just start from the beginning of that sentence. There were concerns raised around the timing of the budget participation process and whether the current figuration is sufficient. There were concerns around timing of the budget process. And then remove the whether. Or otherwise put it in a because as it stands, whether is rather hanging. It's not linked to.
I think we can rephrase it. Okay, so there were concerns raised around the timing of the budget participation process and the sufficiency of the current figuration to allow for real interrogation of allocations and public consultation.
Okay, are we happy with that job?
Yeah.
Happy? We then move to page 7. Alright.
Chair, the third bullet on this paragraph on NYDA, the third paragraph there, it says that NYDA proposed a skills development fund of 500 million done as maybe in the form of a public private partnership. Because you are not going to do a fund.
Yeah,
that amount in the form of, because you can't say a fund done. And then the next line it says skills needed towards the end of the sentence, skills needed by young people to allow them, rather than allow them, you can say capacitate or enable them to be employable.
Rurally, should we say rural based instead of, yeah. And the next line towards the end of it, I'm not sure that constitutional decision-making process by the committee, whether it's correct.
Committees. Agenda's nature of inequality compounds the reality that the poorest people in South Africa are rural-based Black African women. Programs that benefit these vulnerable people most are clearly key to a responsive constitutional decision-making process. Why Parliament? Because the decision making is at a collective level. On the Constitution.
By Parliament.
Maybe the two provinces have improved a little bit.
Yeah, according to the research findings. Okay. Well, that's fine.
And sometimes it's because those two provinces are very flat. So, as you implement regularly your aims and policies, do make a plan.
Yeah, sure. That's 100%.
With a particular shape of the
pilot. Yeah.
And also depending on the provincial program.
Yes.
Because problem is that if you look at that in different countries, you see some disparities and some people back.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially cases and they are very poor.
Okay. That's fine. Are we happy? Can we move on to the next page?
Yes.
Okay.
Because the housing is only mentioning
these two, human settlement, human settlement development cards. Those are in Saudi.
No, no, they are across. Those they are all across. But he was making the case with respect to Saudi University. But those grants are spread across all the provinces where the job is coming from.
The only money that was underspent in county is the human settlement development cost.
Human settlement?
Yeah.
Budget. The budget for human settlement? Housing.
That's much
better. The budget for grants. Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's okay. For human settlement development grants, it's a local government project.
Caltrain is the highest understanding.
That's which are general. The understanding has been general. Then we must separate between how they are understanding.
Okay.
If you want to actually find the caltrain, that is the highest.
And which are especially in caltrain.
In particular.
And I think the people are researching housing. That's why they are very confident. They didn't.
No.
But they didn't understand. But you know what they mean. Bonagri was focusing the view of Sawit in housing.
It's not the case where they not. I don't think they were just focusing on Celtic. They looked everywhere, but Celtic was the highest understanding.
Okay.
So that
anyone
who
picks up this
exam
must
end up cooking. Simplify it. Where's the speech there? The speech, where's the
English?
I just wanted to say that there's a massacre because there is across the country. There is underspending, and then maybe then specify separately. Because this gives an impression that it was just housing on these two. So perhaps we just put it, because there is underspending across. I mean, we have seen that.
But here they are articulating the view of the inequality.
Chair, I think we must go back to what they actually said, because we must not be picked up having misrepresented them.
Okay. They maintain instead of they maintain. you talk in Italian.
Okay. Let's go to page 8.
Okay.
Why don't we say
that they should be transparent?
Government policies should have a buyer authority. Now they're talking about policies, né? So the policies must be biased.
Chairperson, I still feel that people understand transparency. There must be transparency in government policy or in the formulation of government policy. Okay, now I'll get you.
Okay. So today's policies that are responding to the needs of the people.
Chair, I will not refer to you to the needs. That is all.
So you see, there's every correctness in this procedure. Okay, so how are we then concluding on that? Government policies should have a bias for openness, because I see it's repeated again when you go down, when you read, it says policies should have a bias for change. You know, tell me, did you take this from the prof's speech presentation? This, or you just formulated after reading, you paraphrase and then yes.
But I'm also receiving what can interpret what the writer is saying, the author is saying, because rather leave it to the public to interpret what the writer is saying.
That's why I was saying, did you extract it as is? If that is the case, then let's live with it, because whoever picks up the document will find it written in the same manner. Okay? Did you?
What we should do, because we are writing a report.
Yeah.
We should write a report in a manner that is readable and understandable,
it's
without changing the content and the context.
Yeah. That's why paraphrasing.
So
comes in.
Let's not repeat what the person. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We are writing our own report.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. So what are we saying? We must conclude on this now. What are we saying? What would be the correct crafting or recrafting?
There is nothing wrong with moving
towards.
Nothing wrong with the same
thing. Okay. Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We are 5. We still need one person. Mr. Tawaza? Just one person to help us to adopt even the minutes. We can't proceed with the minutes without a quorum. And now we were hoping that by the time we come to the end of this, the discussion of the report, we will be having that person. Now we don't have. But it's fine. Just proceed. Maybe indeed. Yeah, and then you whip them to give us an additional member. Don't negotiate. Sorry. Don't negotiate with them. We mean business. We want to feel like this time is not wasted, and there's no wasteful expenditure on this meeting that will not take decisions today. Okay. All right. Shall we then proceed on page 8? I know we're still stuck on the government policy should have a bias for openness. Now, then there was a proposal that we replace for with towards, bias, towards openness. And are we in agreement with that? Agreed. We move then. Are there other corrections? What?
The low class. for the middle class and for the top class. Mm-hmm. And only Madakola is coming to us, it can be
transformed
or transformed.
Yeah.
Or transformed into the middle class. Or, please, can you correct our English? Transformation of the kuwa to this
Can be done.
Yes, can be. No, I'm going to myself. I get asked. I wanted to hear you. You know, so I'm thinking loud.
Something that I remember that this professor said didn't like was he was saying government is taking all the money to the higher education and he was like in a very subtle manner saying that it shouldn't be giving so much money because the basic education suffers. He just said something like that. That's why I remember it clearly because I didn't like it when he said it. An ordinary person who's not, I mean, he's an academic, high profile academic. So that is something that other people are saying, but I didn't expect it from him to say that because we believe, like I was saying, it's people's opinions. But he said something like that.
But you must remember, you will take up and you must take it serious. If it is, he was not getting enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And the emphasis basically, if it is what underneath, but then you remember how the university was used to it. Say, that was a foundation. It would give a good foundation. It is a foundation and investment for later.
Yeah, no, I remember very well what the room is doing is correct because I also didn't like it. I remember very clear. That was my criticism of this room. I forgot to respond.
So you did not like it or didn't understand it?
No, I didn't like it, definitely.
Okay,
I did not.
Yeah, he was.
I thought about it at home, and I even went to Google Professor Hajun Chang's lecture on the same issue, and I concluded alone. I didn't talk to Doreen. We never talked about it, but I concluded that this professor is okay. He mentioned the ECD, which I agree with him. But you can clearly
hear a subtle neoliberal thinking, you know, in his input. That is what I kept. I even woke up in the middle of the night and went to Hajung Chao.
Normally, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you go forward to me. This
yeah. is the I just forgot, my friend.
Okay.
Next time.
Thank you very much. I think that was just a comment on the professor's part of the input. Okay.
Yeah, Chair, I want to propose that if you read the second sentence on that very same paragraph,
yeah.
It does not really relate on what the first sentence is saying. So for me, the committee can actually do away with that paragraph altogether.
Altogether.
Yeah. There's no harm in doing that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that's true.
I agree 100%.
We're removing it because we don't like. Okay, no, that's fine. Let's remove it. If members feel that we don't need it, let's remove it. Okay. No, that's fine. So, any other correction then? There's a bullet, second bullet. You're okay there. Third bullet. Fourth bullet, okay, we've dealt with the fourth bullet. The transformation project of the country remains unfinished. Yes, unfinished transformation. Okay. Did you say something else, like fast tracking? It remains unfinished because it cannot remain unfinished forever and ever. So what do we say? The transformation project of the company remains unfinished. And didn't you talk about acceleration? That needs to be accelerated. Yes. Actually, you can see the slow. You can feel the slow pace. I mean, 1994, we're still talking transformation. We need to look at the process, yes? We're at age department. Now we have the NDP. This year has been, this administration has been the first implementation stage. But moving forward, we need to fast track because you see, people have now become impatient and impatient. So I think we have to fast track. So shall we? Alright, so Professor Jahed, anything under Professor Jahed's presentation? brought this up. Stakeholders were in broad agreement. Broad agreement. Because agreement is agreement. Whether big or small, it's an agreement. Yeah, they agreed. Stakeholders were in agreement that public engagement on the budget exists at all spheres of government need to improve. Public engagement need to improve. Yes. Are we in agreement? Or are we in broad agreement? I just don't want you to speak. That's why I'm asking for that, agreed, okay. Mm-hmm. Budget public participation. I know if I read it, I'm going to be longer. 3.2? That's why I'm stopping. 3.2? Mm-hmm. Agreed? Yes, ma'am?
Can we remove budget? Say public participation.
Engage in public participation and also build accountable community to participate. Engage in public participation. Because remember, the concern was at the local government level, they do not enjoy the same public participation.
In the IDPs, yeah.
Yeah.
It is 3.4.
Okay. So which mechanism are we talking about? Put in place spending. Unless if you say budget, you must provide a budget for public participation. Mechanism? Yes, sir.
Yeah, actually, we never really unpacked those mechanisms. We just spoke about the mechanisms. Okay. And I think it's understandable that when the question is answered, we should call those mechanisms.
So we have. Remember, we're not quoting the verbal thing, we paraphrase. See, how did we understand the meaning? But in the main, what frames public participation depends public participation in budget. Now, it will also depend on their budget allocation, whether they prioritize budget participation, public participation or not. If they don't, there will be very limited budget for public participation that will frame public participation. Any activity must be carried by the country. Adequate resources, sufficient
resources. Especially, Chair, on the point of representing, Chair, I was thinking from my experience around the the dynamic of that. Smaller municipalities do not have adequate budget. So those are municipalities that do not openly conduct participation. appreciated, but most of the time their budget is inadequate. And those that can actually do public participation, you know, make sure things are done. It's tricky, you know, when they try to do that. So those dynamics, what can we say? What experience to have a type of participation? By the time you need to deliver on that program, you have exhausted all your resources. It's the same as the planning process. Sometimes we find ourselves complaining about the issue of the planning taking more resources that are supposed to be effective in the process. By the time they contribute to the planning, there's no money to deliver the planning because of a long process of participation.
But you know that there are many ways of killing a cat. If you don't have enough budget, you have to find innovative ways. Like for instance, the hearing has been created. You can write to the people, you know. Or people go over the air and educate people about this process that is going to take place and how important it is for people to make submissions. You still will have mobilized people to participate in public hearings, but we want it entrenched. Yes? Because democracy is about that. We want it very entrenched. So how do we want to correct them this? Or should we leave it as it is, without understanding that should also be there? No, that's okay. Let's leave it there. Mechanism would mean also maybe in educating the broader community, talk over the radio and people then, they hope in, because still we will have more time to talk, we will tell them what is happening and what they will talk about to you and advise them to you. 3.3, thank you for coming. We've been joined by the Honorable Chairperson of the Mokoro Commission.
I thought the chair wanted to say the Kotoro committee on late.
Okay, no, that's fine. And let's quickly go through the findings so that we can adopt the report. We need him, and then we go through the minutes because that's what we need the most. Okay, 3.4. Anything on 3.4? And I remember, Kumbanyani?
Okay, that word ineffectual, I don't know whether I wanted to say inadequate or ineffective.
Okay, can we be clarified? Community involvement at local government level is often ineffectual. Ineffective?
Shall we say ineffective or maybe inadequate because they say they don't get feedback?
Open. Inadequate. Okay, fine. Can you correct it? Can you set that correction? Thank you very much. 3.5. No correction. 3.6.
Sir, the last sentence of 3.5, I think it still repeats the same.
Citizens are complaining, and actually that meeting then the official who said, no, we want to have the people wanted it to be like a public presentation. Do you remember? There's a question.
Yeah.
So which means there's a misunderstanding of that official.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he gave wrong information.
Now,
they were happy that we told them, but I say it only happens at the school. And lacking at budget system. So, yeah, because they are not sufficiently engaged in the budget process that we have to do.
Meaning that they would like the municipality when they are in the consultative or drafting processes of the municipal budget to do what national government is doing.
Yes.
Now, the question would then be, who is the competent authority to be direct, to instruct or direct the municipality to do that? Whether it would be this committee, I'm not aware. But then, it's a very point, but a particular competent authority to direct.
No, I just wanted to say that this comes from that consultation. There was one or two who actually said, yes, we see we are involved here at Parliament, but in the IDPs, in the municipalities, we're not consulted. And I thought it was normal because, you know, where I come from, in Bushbuck Ridge and in Maruli, there are IDP public meetings and we all invited to them, we participate. So I thought that there were certain municipalities who were not doing what they should, they're supposed to do. And we, on that day, we even said we are going to make a note for the for local government, the committee on local government or the minister on local to encourage municipalities, all of them, to do that.
Okay, so that's fine. Shall we then proceed with the, remember we are editing the report. So with our 3.9%. Any correction?
I had raised my hand for the 3.8. Do we need civil society and citizens to it? Not just civil society.
Please,
Lina? Yes, civil society.
About the inclusive participation, it cuts across. Civil society might have certain groupings, but Right? Then when you invite, you might not be able to reach everybody. But the citizens that will happen to come.
Shall we move faster? Maybe we can then say civil society and ordinary citizens.
Yeah, ordinary citizens.
Then it's then you're talking grassroots.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. 3.9, any correction? 3.10. 3.11. 3.12, 13, 14, 15. I strongly feel that we should have an item on recommendation. And then on recommendation, we only recommend that, remember, there's a recommendation we then refer, the committee refers all the issues to the relevant department to
all
the issues raised to the relevant department to approve.
Yeah.
So we are talking to ourselves.
Yes.
Because there are things that they raise, for instance, about human services, things that they raise about local government. Issues they raise about Department of Finance that comes, that does not we got them from the beginning of the Bible cycle in July. And they have been affected in that stage. So all those things we refer to them so that they also benefit from their support. Say, this is what you think came up, and we will then say, could you please look into it? Yes, invite it, invite to it. So we should not always say, okay, we'll put your resolution there. So like, well, the recommendation must be ratified by the House. Mm. Yeah. Thank you very much. Honourable well, members, any proposal for adoption of this report?
I propose.
Thank you very much. Shall we quickly move on to the minutes? We've got about 6 sets of minutes. Minute 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's look at the minutes of the 24th. These are the minutes that were designated with the 24th of May.
11th of May.
11th of May, eh? Oh, yeah, we are home there. Okay. Now, shall we look at the minutes, consider the minutes of the 11th of May? These minutes were circulated to members for members to make further input. So, the assumption is that members have read the minutes. We will then move on to correct the correctness of the minutes. Page 1, are there any corrections? Page 2. Page 3.
I suggest on 2.1.
2.1.
The following line, second line. Just to say, boost business and consumer confidence instead of an exclusion week.
Yeah. Boost business
and consumer confidence.
What line is
2.1, second line.
Okay, thank you very much. Are we in agreement?
Mm.
Well, we then move to page 4.
In the same paragraph, the third line towards the end of it, S E Z R.
Further clarity was sought on whether S E Z
where or R.
Unless it's for business, not out of control. But only if you've got 6 sets of minutes, sure that's the only area of improvement. Otherwise, we have to work around. All right. Shall we then proceed? We now on page 4. Page 4. The correction on page 4, page 5. Page 6. Any proposal for adoption? Honourable Member Tolada proposed it. Any seconder? Honourable Member Mubat is second. Next set of minutes, thank you very much. Next set of minutes, the minutes of the 15th. Honourable Member, these minutes were also circulated on time and members. The assumption is that members have read the minutes. So shall we proceed with the correction? Page 1. All of them, ne?
Was there some flock crossing?
Was there flock crossing? Only happened in this minute.
Okay, page 2. Thanks for the correction. Page 2. Must always come to the meeting because of the same. Page 2. Any correction? Page 2. Page 3. Any corrections on page 3? Page 4. Any proposal for adoption? Honourable Member Shoulders Toilet proposes. Honourable Member Kupanyana second. Move to the minutes of the 16th of May. Chair, you can see we proceed almost every day here. Okay. Honourable Member, these minutes are circulated. And again here, assumption, the assumption has been read on. Shall we then move to correct issues? Page 1. Page 2. Page 2, Honourable Member Kupanyana. Okay.
Very much for that correction. Any other correction on page 1? None. Page 2. Thank you very much. Page 3. Page 4. Any correction under page 4? Page 5?
On page 3.
On page 3?
Sorry to take it back.
No, that's fine.
Under 2.2.
2.2?
Yeah, that formulation is needs improvement. It says that the committee sought clarity on the options to avail it to permanently attract.
Options available to permanently address to.
There's something not sitting well.
Okay, let's read it again. Please listen carefully, Darren. Committee sought clarity on the options. Okay, we delete the two as advised. Available to permanently address the issues of the South African Airways. Yeah, let's reformulate it. To find a sustainable solution to the challenges of the South African Airways. How is that? Sustainable solution, because that's what we all want.
Yeah.
Recently I hear now there's a bet, somebody's going to put 100,000. Did you see that?
Yeah,
the CEO, then there's another one who's counted, if you can make a turnaround on 2021, I'll put another 100,000. Something new, but yeah. Challenges. Because if you say issues, they have challenges, serious challenges. Yeah. Thank you very much. That was very important. Thank you. That's why I sent you here. Page 4. Honourable members, look what you have. Switch on your mic, ma.
4.1 sort.
Okay, 4.1
was sort. And then on 4.2 is committee sort south way.
Sort.
Sort. And then the committee sort directly on 4.2.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are we in agreement with the corrections? Agreed. All right, page 5. Page 5, page 6. Any proposal for adoption of the minutes with the amendments? Honorable Member Slukwanyane, any seconder? Honorable Member Shofestole. We now move to the minutes of the 22nd of May. The minutes were circulated on time. And we assume that members have read the minutes. We then move to correction. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3. Any proposal for adoption of the minutes is a true reflection of what transpired in the previous meeting. Honourable Member Kobaza, any seconder? Honourable Member Slukwanyane. We're doing very well. We now move to the minutes of the 24th of May. The minutes were circulated on time. And I assume that members have read the minutes. Shall we then look at the corrections? Any correction or corrections on page 1? Page 2? Page 3? Page 4? Any proposal for adoption? So you don't agree with this meaning? But I'm waiting for the proposal for adoption, and no one is. Okay. Honourable Member Slukwanyane and Honourable Member Shofestole, were you in?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Then the last, this was the last set of minutes. Honorable members, thank you so much for your presence and for making sure that before this recess begins, at least we should have finished the work of this chamber and start afresh in the new in the new term. Let me see, consider a committee draft program for, where is the draft program? Well, otherwise we are, no, that's fine. No, I'm sure it's here. It's me. When they are attached, then you must do. Okay. All members. But you know what, you may as well finish this thing with us, you know? We are enjoying your presence and your value add. All right? This is a draft program, for the new term, for the third term. Now, we want members to look at this because the program was circulated, am I right?
Mm.
I know earlier on we spoke about, what did we say we need to add on the program? It's here. Okay, no, that's fine. So you see, this is how it looks like. Now, why are we giving you this program in advance? We really want to appeal on your availability so that you plan your things in such a way that they don't clash with the program of action, and then we carry it out. And this is our last. We are given this last leg to make our, Baba to keep it near, Bashola. You know? So we make our last impact on our work, because the bigger chunk of our time will be taken by the constituency work. So this is it. This is what we have moving forward.
Right.
Honourable Member?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 13th to the 17th of August, oversight visit to Free State, the proposal. Come again? We can do is to add this positive thinking so this thing actually happens.
Mm.
You know, we push it.
Yes.
With our souls.
Am I still allowed?
Yes.
I just wanted to check. I didn't really properly. If the integrated financial management system is anywhere here.
Please.
Yeah, it's there. I'm covered.
Okay. What else?
In the second page of the last program.
Okay. This page, the second page.
Yeah, from
Mr. Babaza and Manana, shall we listen to this input?
From date 28th August.
Yeah.
To Wednesday, 5 September.
Yes.
We say the agenda is hearing.
Yes.
The way I'm used to the word is that you conduct hearings, public hearings or whatever.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's written, but it's not a hearing.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
Hearings with
public.
Which is not exactly as briefing.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So let's improve our program. So it's not public here, it's just hearings.
Hearings.
Okay. All right. Thank you for correcting me, Darren. And then where is...
If I may, I never understand why you further
The reasons are that we received a correspondence from the House Chair to say we must cancel. You remember, Darren?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm thinking that we are at this page.
so they always guide us on how to go about it with our implementation. We might find that there were financial constraints.
And the time, financial constraints, you see now, because we're in the same.
Yeah, yes, we are in the new, we are in the new financial year.
This was not going to be financial.
No. Pelangi financial year starts in April. It was before the new financial year. They asked that we should not proceed with the program. They will maybe after they've discussed and understand the programming, because now I have a particular decision. It gets controlled at the programming meeting.
Until
they wrote to us. So they, okay. What was in the correspondence?
I never saw the correspondence.
But it did come to my office.
Yeah.
It just says committees are requested to cancel. You know? That's what I was saying.
Is that not withstanding, Chairperson? It has happened many times to our committee as well. The committee must still have a task force. If the committee cannot say it does not have a task force towards the previous plan committees or oversight committees, whatever, or study force were concerned, we still have a program, they make an application, they say no, you can't go to process money, you can't go to process elections, you can't go to process the president is responding to parliament, line with, but you still have a program in the meantime,
yeah,
as
yeah,
a committee,
yeah,
and you will execute the committee when and as it is approved,
now,
if it, it meets the approval of the chair of committees, when it meets you.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, hey, this time they've changed the program so many a times. No, and they've disrupted the program this year. Yeah, but ours is to take the instructions and not ask the reason why or how, but the question that you should ask is how high must I jump? That's the old administration. We come from that old administration. You know, to ask, and then later you can.
You handle the light brigade. Now, that this is a heavy brigade.
Okay. No, but that's fine. It's good that you've raised this so that we clarify you, because we did explain to the meeting to say this one is no longer continuing because we received a communique from the higher office saying that we should not proceed. So even now, during this meeting, we're supposed to have, so we then said, no, let's give it enough time. We pushed it. We're supposed to have one next week, right? There's a committee week.
Right?
Yes, next week. So we then, so that we give them enough time, right? So that when we come back, we start with this. At least this one we must take. We give them enough time to, you know, to show that we are being reasonable, and but we still insist on, because when we write reports, even when we account, right, to the chief minister's office, they want to know if you have undertaken this, because it is key, you know, in terms of our site visit, to validate the information that you get, the expenditure information that you get. All right? So, otherwise, there is no, I take it that there is no other input. So, this will be the draft program that must be submitted. And if there are any changes, please don't effect those changes without bouncing with us, né, so that we familiarize ourselves, yeah? But also why it's important that you submit as early as now. There's now a shortage of committee rooms, but because serious one. When you say there's another, no way they must find Tinegela want to share a phone. You want to meet, they say there are no committee rooms. Then you must postpone your work. Everybody is well. Yeah? You mustn't do that. Hey, that one, no, to me, that one I don't take kindly. The others I understand. But to say we can't see because there's no committee rooms. No. So if you submit it as early as now, the chances are that we might find committee rooms. Might be allocated.
Yeah.
Yeah? What? Okay, what's your intervention?
I say, why don't you put in the passage? Why can't we?
Because you will be protesting like those protesters there. So we should not be seen doing things the same way as the protesters. Yeah. Yeah, let's see. Announcements? Yes. You may be released. Thank you so much. You've helped us big time. Your presence has made a big impact.
You are always welcome.
Impact. Yeah, in our way. Yeah, progress. Okay. All right. On the announcements, it is Musa birthday today. Ne? And then please do, he's on leave. And then please do pick up the phone and wish him happy birthday. From ourselves, say we wish him many, many happy returns. And we
So he appointed me to come and collect the kids.
Okay.
All
right. Remember, I'm still the chair. You can come to my office later. I will collect and then call you to my office to come and fetch. Okay. Thank you so much. But indeed, we wish him a happy birthday. All right. Any correspondence for this meeting? Nothing. Closing. Honourable members, I really want to thank you.
Yes.
Correspondence, yeah.
Yes, the Salga conference, it's taking place next week. It has been adopted, approved by the House Chairperson. However, only 4 members are allowed to go, and 1 support staff. Maybe the chairperson can elaborate, but she has already indicated who must go, and then Mr. McLaughlin will attend on behalf of the opposition parties.
Okay. So the following members will go. Actually, we're thinking that, I don't know if it will be correct, but it's okay, man, in terms of the proportional representation, am I right? Yeah, because I thought maybe we need more opposition so that they must not think we are leaving them behind because it's about work. But in terms of the proportional representation, the 3 members that will be going is myself, Honourable Member Tobaza, Honourable Member Snukwanyana, and then Mr. McLaughlin from DA.
Yeah.
Final, yeah?
Yeah. Maybe Nomfusi can say something about the progress on the logistical arrangements. Chair.
Good day, members. I'm busy with the logistics. I've started my finding application. Now I'm waiting. I'm going to call Ms. Nokonyana to finalize with the departure because I've already requested quotes for ground travel, accommodation, and everything. It's just now I want to confirm with the departures. I've already spoken to Mr. Babaza, so it's only Ms. Nagonda. Yes. Because I have to finalize it before Thursday.
Okay.
Yes.
So what's happening on Monday, there's nothing, and Tuesday, there's nothing. I think we need that information so that he can know what the departure points for him. If you're in Southend, then you can go to Southend. If there's nothing on Tuesday, are you sure, Shami? Are you sure we don't have anything on Tuesday? No, it's a message for you. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Then it means you will then.
Captain Park Empire, 13th to the 15th.
13th in the morning.
In the morning on the 13th. But I'm going to book accommodation on the 12th so that we can put closer to the venue.
You need accommodation?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on the staff members, I propose those what I did. I do people who have already attached it, and
then on a rotational basis, we want to include members who are meant to be then, so that they're equally empowered. So, Darren and Shamila, the ones that you just did, so thank you. So, no, you haven't. But then Darren is not available, and then I think Shamila, if she is available, can then go. Musa and so I think it's only fair that we give each member equal opportunity.
If I'm not sick, I'll be there.
Yeah, okay.